Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
You got a good radio voice,
yeah.
TJ.
Well, thank you.
I'm fair to Midland in the radio. Like, people who don't know radio voices, they're like, you have a good radio voice. I say, thank you. I don't know, man. That guy Zeus, who does
Does the really deep voice.
Man,
has a set of pipes on him.
That is an amazing radio voice, is what it is. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number in the studio, if you would like to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Chris.
And TJ the Spy.
Now, we've been talking about all sorts of things, but I do want to remind you again that the Crypto Six are preparing to take on the state. With a prospective trial date of May 2022, they are preparing their defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency. This would mean that only the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken would be the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency, and that can't be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of federal governments. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon innocent humans. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Thecrypto6.com.
I know Mr. Bitcoin is going to be there at the trial in 2022, so if you want to see Mr. Bitcoin live in person, be sure to come out in 2022. We don't know exactly when the trial is going to be, but I heard it's going to be July or August of 2022, somewhere around then.
Well, that's when it's going to initially be scheduled for, and as we've seen with many other trials that we've paid attention
to,
these things tend to shift. Depending on, you know, the prosecution, the defense, do they have time to go through all the stuff? Do they, you know, blah, 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 can they get their witnesses? And, you know, they may call, you know, even if they gave us a solid date, I'd be willing to bet it's not going to happen on that date.
Yeah, I suspect it's not going to get pushed back farther than 2022 if the decision comes down to nobody not being released. I think the judge has kind of already implied that, but doesn't look like he's being released, so... 2022, probably some point in 2022.
Yep. If you want to send correspondence to Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, go to thecrypto6.com. There's some information there on how to mail him stuff. Be advised that basically black ink or blue ink on paper is recommended. You have to use an actual return address for it to receive him or for him to receive it. There's some other rules that the state has about receiving mail and that kind of thing. You know, don't send him things. You know, don't send him contraband, that kind of thing. But he would appreciate, you know, books, writing a letter to him, that kind of thing, while he's still in. So.
He won't get it if it's not a magazine from the publisher or a book from Amazon. He won't get it, basically, unless right. It's like something that's actually like a piece of paper, you know, with print, either printed or blue or black ink, as you were saying. And there's more details on like how to address the envelopes at thecrypto6.com. There's a link on thecrypto6.com that is thecrypto6.com, where it will give you details on how to address it.
All right, so we're into the third hour here. This hasn't been talked about here on Free Talk Live as of yet, so I thought we'd talk about it here today, especially we've been talking about cryptocurrency a bunch. This is from FEE, or the Foundation for Economic Education. Exposed. Congressman trying to shut down cryptocurrency gets biggest donations from big banks and financial institutions. Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why does this not surprise anybody?
I'm not in the least bit surprised. I read this headline, I'm like, yep. Like, I kind of knew this was, you know, the case, but at least somebody's writing about it, right? Now, the sub-headline says, guess how much money the American Bankers Association gave him? We'll get right into that momentarily. The whole thing about legislation trying to shut down crypto, it can't. It's not possible.
If right? they can do
is make it illegal for you to transact.
And will that really stop us from using it? I mean, it's like drugs. They criminalize drugs, but your drug use go down? No, it went up.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's not going to stop anybody from using crypto.
Like, if government, and in this specific case, the United States government, if they wanted to slow crypto down as much as possible, they would do nothing.
And here's the other thing. Even if you outlaw it in the United States, the world is more than the United States. There's 200-some countries.
Yeah.
You can't just say, oh, I'm going to outlaw it here, because what that's going to do is it's going to put you at an economic disadvantage. Because
correct.
Other countries aren't outlawing it. Everybody would have to outlaw it in order for it to really have an impact. And that's just... that's good. That's a much, much bigger task to pull off than simply having one or two countries.
You know, I think it's striking that Elizabeth Warren, she had a hearing on Bitcoin, and one of the computers, she was like, how can we shut down Bitcoin? And the person said, well, Senator, the whole point of Bitcoin is that if even one node is still surviving with the copy of the blockchain, then the blockchain can be recreated by all the other nodes. And so you can't shut it down. You'd have to destroy every node with a copy of the blockchain.
Which would be impossible.
And Elizabeth Warren said, oh, that's just awful. And you can just see, like, it's like, yeah, we this is awful. We can't regulate this or stop it or control it.
It occurs to me that she has two first names.
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah. There's a phrase that I say a bunch. I don't really believe it, but the phrase is never trust a man with two first names.
Uh-oh, because you know what? TJ the Spy, Travis Jarrett. And I chose those names. People asked me, how did I get the name TJ the Spy? And I said, well, I'm named after my two best friends, a Travis and a Jared. So, like, when I had to change my name the last time, I just said, hey, my two best friends, can I take your names? And they're like, dude, that's kind of weird, but sure, knock yourself out. If you want to be Travis Jared Park.
I won't hold it against you, but it occurs to me that Elizabeth Warren is two first names. Now, somebody did ask me once about, well, if you don't trust a man with two first names, what about a woman with two first names? And I said, well, I just don't trust women.
Oh, wow.
I'm joking, of course.
Oh. But, you must have a real hit with the ladies. Is that a pickup line that you use often with your wife?
It never works.
I would think women would laugh at it, at least if they had any sense of humor.
And that's what happened in this case. So, but anyway, this article, millions of Americans have bought into forms of digital decentralized money known as cryptocurrency, valuing its privacy and independence from government meddling. Naturally, politicians in Washington want to rain on the parade and shut down the newfangled currencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum that are beyond their control. That's right, beyond their control.
If it's beyond their control, how are they going to shut it down?
One of the biggest opponents of cryptocurrency in Washington is Congressman Brad Sherman. Two first names, Brad Sherman. Uh-uh. A California Democrat who has in the past called for cryptos to be banned. At a Wednesday hearing for the House Committee on Financial Services, Sherman harshly criticized cryptocurrency and renewed his calls for its prohibition. Cryptocurrency is something you can bet on, but if people want to have the animal spirits to take risks, I'd prefer them to invest in equity markets to support the building of American companies, or the California lottery to support the schools in my state.
You know, he's referring to Keynes, right? Keynes said interest rates are the... before I misquote Keynes, but I know the animal spirits is one of his sayings.
I call it Keynes. Is it the same guy, Keynes?
Keynesian or Keynesian...
economics, as opposed to Austrian economics.
Oh, as opposed to Austrian, the school I'm from. But anyway, continue. I apologize.
That's okay. Did you make your point, though?
I think I did.
The animal spirits is a Keynesian
phraseology. So they said if people want to have the animal spirits, and I thought, oh, boy, this guy's trying to sound...
Well, he's calling for people to play the California lottery to support schools. You know, the schools that are supposed to be funded by taxpayer money.
Yeah, with a 50% house edge, California lottery, that's one of the worst investments ever.
603-283-6160. Can cryptocurrency be shut down by politicians? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back. Yes, welcome back. Let's get back to the radio program. The radio program is now starting again now. I don't know how many different ways I can say that, but that was like four, I guess. You guys are looking at me like, okay, Captain, let's...
Yes, let's, I was like going,
let's just actually get the show rolling instead of telling
people... Wait, what are we doing?
That we're going to get...
Oh, Free Talk Live, right?
Yes, Free Talk Live is the show that we are supposed to be doing right now.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for picking up my life.
Yeah.
The telephone number that you're supposed to be calling in on is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us in our conversation tonight in the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
Chris.
And TJ the Spy.
Now, we've been starting in on this article from FEE, that's the Foundation for Economic Education, talking about a Congress critter, a Congress demon, a Congress person who's attempting to shut down cryptocurrency.
Boo.
But it turns out he's being funded by big banks and financial institutions.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who would have guessed that?
Who would step out the competition?
So anyway, he was telling folks that they can bet on all sorts of things, or he'd prefer them to play the California lottery rather than use cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile. So if one person makes $1 million and nine lose $100,000, Coinbase makes the money.
It doesn't work that
way. The millionaire goes on TV and says how wonderful it is, and nine others do not retire.
That
in
is
dignity.
Not true. That's not true. I love politicians. You know, they're slimy,
liars.
They're bribable liars. They don't do anything productive.
No, they don't.
I mean, look, the reality is when you hold cryptocurrency over time, yes, it will go down, but it goes up more than it goes down, so you end up making out. Just because it went... So here's an example. So a year ago, it was at 20,000, and I'm not getting the time frame quite right exactly, but anyway, just for general, if it was at 20,000 a year ago, and these numbers are somewhat true, and it went up to 60,000, but then it dropped to 30,000, That's still a $10,000 gain, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I remember back, I think it was 2017, when we had that first big run-up with Bitcoin. When Bitcoin hit to $20,000, and then it crashed. And people were like, oh, Bitcoin's finished. People who bought at $20,000 are never, they're going to lose all their money. And then, just four short years later, we were past 20,000 and headed to 50, 60,000.
It reminds me of a meme I saw recently on the social media. It's this really super buff, cryptocurrency guy, super worked out, muscle bound, and they're like, the person sitting next to him is like, wow, you are really in great shape. What is your secret? How do you do it? And he goes, every time somebody in the media says cryptocurrency is dead, I do one push-up.
Meh.
That's funny.
Every time somebody says crypto is dead, you should be buying more crypto.
That is a fact. That is a buying signal if you want to use that terminology.
You know what's interesting is that I've noticed that people who we've helped buy or use crypto in the past have actually done better in a lot of cases than people who use crypto regularly, and part of the reason is because they buy it, don't know how to use it, and or don't have the opportunity to spend it because they're like in Massachusetts or surrounding areas like
or Seattle, Washington,
Vermont or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And they've come to Keene, they've learned how to use it, but they come back every once in a while, and then over the years they, because they've only spent it, maybe a couple of times, they have all of this crypto that wasn't worth that much when they bought it.
Right.
But because a couple of years have gone by, whereas the people in Keene and the people in New Hampshire have the opportunity to spend
dozens
it. So they've done
people.
Well, but they haven't done as well as the people who have just, held because they didn't have as much of an opportunity to spend
it. I know dozens of people who have retired on Bitcoin with $5 million, $2 million, $500,000 to their name.
Yeah.
And, hey, what a wonderful thing to be able to retire at 20, 30, 40, 50 years old instead of having to wait till you're at death's doorstep at 60 and 70.
I remember there's this, I won't say little old lady, but it's something like a little old lady. And we've been, it's probably been like, she's been around like 3-4 years at least. And I remember, she wanted to basically like invest her entire life savings in Bitcoin at one point. And it was at the height. It was like when it was $20,000. And at the time, that was the height, and it dropped immediately after that. And we were like, yeah, you should probably do it, but you probably shouldn't put in your entire $70,000 life savings. And it's like, but the thing is, what's interesting about that is even if she had done that, it actually, she would be even wealthier now than if she didn't do that. And we said, don't do that, because, you want to be able to pay your rent at the end of the day, right? And anyway, so she did, but we said, you should go ahead and put in maybe 10%, something like that. And she did. And within the last couple of months, I've assisted her. She came and she asked for help and I assisted her a little bit. And, obviously I don't want to give out anybody's names, but, she had $200,000 and just by, investing that like 10% or whatever that she did, she ended up basically having a retirement, going from being a poverty, level retirement to she's actually going to be all right down the road because of just because of it.
Yep. So this congressman who's trying to shut down cryptocurrency also claimed that evading the know your customer rules is one thing cryptocurrencies have as an advantage to the U.S. dollar. Now, if you use the U.S. dollar in its cash form, there are no know-your-customer rules.
Right. That's why it's called cash and carry.
Right. This is why you never see police officers at a yard sale. Right? Oh, you didn't get a license for your yard sale. Oh, we better get our cut off your yard sale. Every sale you made today here, that's you got to pay some tax on that, right? It's because you're using cash, which doesn't have these know-your-customer rules. Cryptocurrency is designed to mimic cash, just in the digital realm. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And yes, it does have that advantage, Mr. Congressman, because it's better designed. It's not a state currency.
Yeah, you can't inflate it into oblivion.
Cryptocurrency, he continues, cryptocurrencies have the political support of the patriotic anarchists who are rooting for tax evasion, Sherman concluded. I hope we shut it down.
Well, yeah, and by the way, if I'm ever on a jury, I will vote. If someone's accused of tax evasion, I will vote not guilty, but they'll never have me on a jury. But I'm a big jury nullification person. Yeah. I believe the tax laws are completely unconstitutional, and if you happen to get on a jury, just vote not guilty. Even if the guy's guilty, send a message to the government that tax evasion will not be prosecuted or will not get a conviction at trial.
Hey, it occurs to me that this guy's initials are BS. Brad Sherman. Now, he also says something here in that last sentence that I read. Support of the patriotic anarchists who are rooting for tax evasion. Have you met a patriotic anarchist?
No.
Ever?
No.
I mean, I've met some like people who are maybe they lean right or whatever, and I'm a patriot, and so they lean towards the philosophies of freedom, but they're not anarchists. They're like Republicans. Or
yeah, they come off as contradictory terms.
Yeah, I'm like a libertarian communist.
603-283-6160. Jumbo shrimp. These are oxymorons.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
One of our chatters, who looks like they're listening on Twitch, says Bitcoin was about 9,100 a year ago. So your estimation about it being like 10 grand or so a year ago was pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
And Chris.
And TJ the Spy.
Let's just go to your calls and thoughts right away. We have somebody calling himself Nobody, not to be confused with the Nobody. Nobody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, man. Nice to talk to you guys. I want to say that I'm down with your cause, pretty much.
Freedom?
Of course. Liberty and justice for all. But anyhow, I was like really interested into the digital currency thing, and I was examining it, and I was like, man, I need to get some. And so I went on YouTube and I looked at all the videos, and they said Coinbase, that's where you get your cryptocurrency.
Yep, if you're a U.S. citizen, that's one of the big ones in the United States. That's the one that I use.
Yeah, that's not a very good choice, I don't think.
I don't use Coinbase anymore. I did for a period of time.
It depends what you're. If you're buying to buy small amounts, if you're trying to maintain your privacy, it's not the thing to go because there will be a record.
No, it's not. I mean, I bought Bitcoin when it was like 18,000. I was like, wow, it's going up. And I was like, man, I've got to get some. I'm going to make 20 grand in the next year. and then it went down, 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 down.
But if you
and
held,
I like, man, I got it.
Did you held?
Hello.
Did you hold? Did you hold on to it?
No.
Oh, that was a mistake. See, you gotta hold. Yeah,
hodl.
Don't. Like, when it's going down, like, just hold on for your dear life, because if you do, in a couple of years, you'll be wealthy.
Well, like.
All right, but check this out.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that the profit motive for getting into cryptocurrency should not be your primary motive.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very risky. You could lose money.
No, it's not. Definitely not.
Okay. You probably won't if you hold, but
more privacy. Privacy than anything.
Control. Control. Privacy, Monero is more private, but generally control is the main thing that you get from it.
Okay, so go ahead.
Well, I bought Ethereum, I bought Litecoin and Bitcoin.
Good for you. And Bitcoin, can you have some Bitcoin cash probably? And I mean, that's what I recommend people do, is they take and buy 10, 20 different cryptocurrencies, diversify your money, because you have no way of knowing which of these cryptocurrency projects are going to make it big and which ones are going to go kaflooey and just become in the dustbin
really
of history.
I just really wanted one iota, but I guess Coinbase doesn't sell iota.
Yeah, they don't. They sell Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ethereum, and a whole bunch of others. But a lot of
once you get the Bitcoin, though, you can convert it to others
on Bittrex or Kraken or Binance. Those are like three big exchanges.
Binance,
is that how you say it?
Binance. Hey, man, check this out. So I was like, man, my money's gone down. I just want to cash out and use my crypto to buy a private VPN where nobody knows that I've got a VPN.
Okay.
And so I try to cash out a Coinbase, and they're like, we need your address, phone number, and social security number.
And a photo ID and all that crap. Yep.
They don't do that when you sign up.
And they wanted your bank account linked to it. So I was like, man, that's not private or anything. I was like, whoa. And then I seen that your friends got arrested.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Having a machine.
A Bitcoin machine, yep.
And I was like, holy smokes, this is outrageous. And I'm on it's some kind of browser. It's called the Brave browser.
Oh, yeah, the Brave is part of the BAT token Ethereum system.
Yep. And I was thinking, man, I can get some of that and convert it to Bitcoin, but they want you to sign up with this wallet.
Yeah, uphold and
give all your information on, and it's not really cool. I mean, I would like to do it privately. Actually, I mean,
the best way for you to do these transactions privately is to do it person to person, right? Peer to peer is the term you keep hearing surrounding cryptocurrency. You want to do it person to person. I recommend people just earn it. Right. Offer a product or service, you know, if it's a part-time business.
And he's looking to sell, though. So for looking for sellers, I would look. That's what Ian was allegedly doing, was buying the Bitcoin on Coinbase and then selling it on localbitcoins.com. That's not exactly what he was doing, but that's what, you know, the general gist of the idea of the scheme that the government's alleging is, that he was buying it on one exchange and then selling it to private people who didn't want to give their money to the give their information to the exchanges. And, you know, that's what he's got to.
And I'm down with that.
Yeah, me too.
There's so many flaws in their argument, though.
Well, so back to the caller.
Yeah.
So in my experience, person-to-person exchanges or trades are the way to go if you value your privacy.
Well, that's true, but you still have to get it in the first place to be able to do person-to-person.
Sure. Well, somebody does. Sure. But you can also accept it, right? So if you accept it and then if you have more than you want, then you can sell it to somebody else. And if you go to local.bitcoin.com, that's one place to do that. So you can buy or sell at local.bitcoin.com.
I've got a couple more topics, if it's okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. We don't have any other callers, so we'd love to hear from you, man.
Oh, great. I've been listening to y'all for about 3 months, and I guess you're part of the Walk of Freedom movement.
I think you're thinking of Bitcoin Gandhi, maybe? The Walk of Freedom? Is that the...
No.
I don't know.
Is
he
thinking of the Free State Project?
I listened to this, the Free State Movement.
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah,
so what we are, we're, you know, we run several things. We're actually the Liberty Radio Network, so we have a three-hour talk show every 7 days a week, and that's our thing that we do, and we have various guests that come on and talk about Liberty and the Liberty projects going on. But then there's the Free State Project, which is a separate thing, and then there's, of course, there's some other organizations that we work with, you know, that they, you know.
Some of us are participants of the Free State Project, so we signed the Statement of Intent, which is basically that we would move to New Hampshire.
Are you thinking of the Shire Society?
The Shire Society, thank you. I was thinking of, like, well, there are some other things like Free Keen, and there's some other groups that are going around trying to promote liberty.
Yeah, there's a very large freedom migration movement that is trying to get people who believe in the philosophies
all,
of freedom.
Like moving to y'all's state.
Yeah, yeah, to New Hampshire.
That's right.
There's
to see
a lot
if
of people.
Yeah, this is our adopted state for most of us.
Right, but the purpose of it is to see if we can make a difference, to see if we can actually achieve freedom in our lifetime.
It kind of looks like you are. I mean, with all the things I've heard so far, it seems pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, but we need more.
We need more, and it's a long road to freedom because every person that comes here is another person that could serve on a jury. It's another person that can serve in public office or do something to help bring, you know, fight the tyranny of the state. And we need.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have effectively the reason it works.
Really
is
really cool.
Effectively, the reason it works is because we have the loudest voice in the room. People who move are more active politically. They're more active in, you know, trying to change the system relative to your people who didn't move, who were born here, or, you know, they're more sedentary, effectively. And so because you have more people running for office, you have more people getting elected, which results in a disproportionate influence in the political system. And you just don't have that if you're spread out. So as a political group of people, you know, it makes a lot of sense to migrate to one region.
Okay, my next topic is I watched all your videos on I didn't know anything about the Crypto Six until I started listening to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was interested, so I watched all of the videos where people were arrested and the FBI and the people were at the
Hey, nobody want to stay on? You want to hold?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by.
Sure.
603-283-6160 is the number. We'll figure out what else this other person calling himself Nobody is up to. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. As was alluded to earlier in the show, we are here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to call, you have to call between those hours. Sometimes some of the stations that carry us, or if you're listening on a podcast or something like that, or somebody rebroadcasting us, for whatever reason, it might not be during the actual live show. So this is a live program. So if you're hearing us outside of 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern and you want to call, you can. You just need to do it between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern 7 days a week. So I won't give you the phone number because this is the final segment. We'll resume our conversation with this other person named Nobody very shortly. But first, I want to make sure that I say thank you to Carl. Carl, with a K, K-A-R-L, is a platinum amplifier. What's an amplifier, you might ask? Well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we have a whole page dedicated to it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Essentially, Carl gives a pretty good chunk of money to help get this radio station or this radio program on more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 185, maybe 200 stations. Not all 7 days a week, that type of thing. But we could be on more. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations. It's all up to you. There are some perks that you get. We only ask for $5. As a minimum amount, you can give more. There's different levels, and Carl certainly is giving a very generous amount as a platinum amplifier. We thank you, Carl. Again, visit amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so now that I got that out of the way, you look like you had something to say.
I'm just getting ready to go back to the phone call.
All right, let's, Chris, okay, yeah,
let's go. Right. Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, Nobody, are you still there?
Yes, Nobody.
All right, I'm going to call you No One. Because
from nowhere.
From nowhere.
Because we have a co-host who's actually being held hostage by the feds right now, whose legal name is Nobody.
Yeah, why are you trying to impersonate Nobody?
I have a question. Didn't I hear him on the radio just like the other night? Did they let him out for like
He called in from the jail, probably.
Yeah. Nobody called in from the jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, so since we have a dialable telephone number, he can call. He knows when we're on the air. So if he gets a chance to, he will call in and make an appearance. Yeah, it is.
But anyhow, I've been listening to y'all for about 3 months, I guess, and you were talking about the Crypto Six, and I started watching all the videos that I could find, and it's pretty sad about what happened, and they're taking money from the church for the donations.
Yeah, that's they stole a lot of money from the church.
Yeah,
and that's not cool.
Well, we intend that, you know, this is one of those things that Ian is happy. I'd not say happy, but this is a fight that he's been preparing for, and I feel pretty confident that it's going to be a clean sweep at trial. He'll be found not guilty if they even go to trial. You know, they could 6 months, a year from now, they could drop all the charges and say, okay, you're free to go.
There's some pretty positive developments that may be occurring right now that I can't really talk about, but it's like, you know, it sounded like they really goofed on this one, and, you know, it was hard to believe 5 years of investigating, and they managed to goof as bad as they did, and I'm thinking this is like a, you know, some sort of psyops type thing, but the more things develop, it looks like they really don't know what they're doing, and they just really screwed up. So,
really?
Yeah. I was like, they can't be this incompetent, but it's looking like they might actually be this incompetent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you from the first FBI raid, you know, we had to sue to get all our property back, and it turned out the warrant wasn't valid. And, you know, it's the FBI messes up a lot, not all the time, but they do mess up a lot more than they care to admit. Mm-hmm. And they never admit that they've made a mistake. They try to bury it and hide it under the rugs. So,
My question is actually about the libertarian anarchist thing about the non-aggression policy.
Yeah,
principle. Yes.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I guess if somebody is stealing your things, does that give you permission to give aggression back to them?
Sure.
Yeah, so the non-aggression principle, in its most basic form, it just says that in order for there to be a crime, there needs to be an injured party or injured property. Yeah. So if I come onto your property and steal your car, for example, that is a violation of the non-aggression principle. I have aggressed against your property.
Yeah. It's basically, you know, I think I want to add to that a little bit. So you should use the minimum amount of force as is necessary to accomplish your defense to the extent that you need to defend yourself. And outside of that, it's unacceptable to use violence.
You notice with the recent riots in the big cities, I don't know how it is in the country, but personally, I think if you steal from a shop owner, that shop owner, instead of calling the cops, he should be allowed to beat you up and say, how dare you steal from my store? You know, that's the problem is that currently, if you're in Portland and you steal under $1,000,
you're not allowed to defend yourself.
You can't even call the cops because they'll be like, well.
Yeah, you're not allowed to defend yourself and you can't call the cops because the cops won't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll just say it's a civil matter.
I have to say that all of your answers have been great and honest, but I have one more thing. And
go ahead.
I don't know how long ago it was, just maybe a week ago. Y'all, I think Bonnie and the Crypto Queen were beating up Bill Cosby for because some women of age, like 30-year-old women, that it wasn't their first time, and they came to a married man's apartment and had some drinks, and I think they knew what they were doing, got taken advantage of, and they were like really beating him up, and I think that you know, they had to know what was going to happen. I mean, if you go to Mike Tyson's hotel room at 3 a.m. and snort some cocaine, what do you think you're
going to
get?
I was going to do that tonight. Thanks for ruining my plan.
I have to say I'm probably more skeptical. I'm probably more along your line of thinking on that one probably. I don't know for sure what they're talking about exactly, but sometimes I think people can go a little bit overboard in, you know, exaggeration, and I think sometimes that happens on every side of every position.
I haven't looked into the Bill Cosby thing simply because I don't care that much.
Yeah, me either.
You know, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is somebody I remember listening to his albums. That's right. Vinyl records. Growing up with him and like Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor and George Carlin, they would put out albums and I would listen to them Cheech and Chong, all those guys. So that's where I know Bill Cosby from, outside of the Cosby Show, which is where he apparently made his real, well, Red Fox, right? But the Cosby Show is where he made his real fame. Now, what happened between him and other people, you know, I don't know. I can say this. The justice system is not equipped to find out for certain, right?
No.
Now,
really?
Because it doesn't really...
The justice system.
Yeah, it doesn't really implement justice. It's not designed to do that. It's designed to just sort of give you the illusion that there's something that's maybe in place, but it never really delivers on the results. And so, is there, you know, does smoke mean that there's fire somewhere? Perhaps. Perhaps it does. But I'm not going to say that I know for certain what happened between, you know, any of these guys and whoever's accusing them of whatever. That's between them. And they should all be free to seek out justice if they were wrong.
But you should need evidence. And there's a lack of evidence, I feel, is the problem here. It's mob rule. That's basically what the story is with that, is my perspective on that.
We got about a minute left. Nobody or no one.
Hey, guys, man, I just want to tell y'all peace. Love your show and love your answers, and I'm going to be tuning in.
Well, we appreciate you, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Or no one, I guess. Thanks for the call. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about Bill Cosby because it's
he's old. He'll be dead soon.
Yeah, he's already on his way out.
Kind of a boring conversation to have anyway.
But certainly the justice system does not allow folks who want to seek justice to do so. Right. Instead, you have to sit back and wait for the system to seek it for you, which it rarely ever does.
Yeah, and it takes forever. So if you get beaten up and the cops manage to catch the guy, it'll take a year, 2 years, and then he'll get a plea deal for a misdemeanor assault. And, you know, hey, what about, you know, real justice? Like, hey, that guy hit me. I want the cop to go beat him up for me.
We are out of time. Thanks, TJ the Spy, for sitting in with us tonight.
My pleasure, my friend.
Thanks to Chris also. We're here 7 nights a week. If you missed any of our show, visit the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.